Good morning. My name is Brad, and this is City Church Daily Podcast. Jesus presents to us the great mystery of the descending way. It's the way of suffering, but also the way to healing. It is the way of humiliation, but also the way to resurrection. It's the way of tears, but of tears that turn into tears of joy. The descending way of love, the way to the poor, the broken, and oppressed, becomes the ascending way of love, the way to joy, peace, and new life. The cross is transformed from a sign of defeat into a sign of victory, from a sign of despair into a sign of hope, from a sign of death into a sign of life. Each one of us has to seek out his or her own descending way of love. The descending way is a way that is concealed in each person's heart. But because it is so seldom walked on, it is often overgrown with weeds. Slowly but surely, we've come to clear the weeds, open the way, and set out on it unafraid. I'm reading from 1 Peter 4, verse 12, and then 1 Peter 5, 1 through 5. Beloved, I exhort the elders among you to tend the flock of God that's in your charge, exercising the oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you to do, not for sordid gain, but eagerly. Do not lord it over those in your charge, but be examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will win the crown of glory that never fades away. And all of you must clothe yourselves with humility in your dealings with one another, for God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Let's pray together. God of mercy, help me find the way of descent, the way of humility, of tears, of suffering, of hiddenness. I'm often the one that wants to be the center of attention, the star of the show, the leader of the band, the first in line. In a world that values winning above all, I have trouble knowing that you changed the rules. That as the cross is transformed from a sign of death into an emblem of life, I must seek the lowly path in order to reach the heights of eternal happiness. Keep your light before me always. Jesus, you said, I came not to be ministered, but to minister and give my life as a ransom for many. Today, help me find a way to make someone's day more special through an unexpected gift or blessing that I can give them. In Jesus' name, amen.